So God loves his children too much to let them wallow in their sin. He gets our attention one way or another. When Israel lived in blatant disobedience, God disciplined them to turn their hearts back toward him. With the enemy on the way, God called his people to repent. Instead, they chose to live it up with food and drink. They neither turned to God for deliverance or feared the coming destruction. We read about that in Isaiah 22, verses 12 and 13. In that day, the Lord God of hosts called for weeping and mourning, for baldness and wearing sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, killing oxen and slaughtering sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, they said, for tomorrow we die. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. That describes a philosophy that leaves God entirely out of the picture. Paul quotes this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32, to show the futility of life, present and future, without God. This belief that death is the end of existence produces a self-absorbed existence bent on immediate pleasure. The Bible, however, presents a different belief system. Believers know that man is an eternal being headed for an eternity with or without God. Believers understand that only through Jesus can we know God now and enjoy God forever. But do we live like we truly believe that? Do we really believe that the life we live today will determine the account we give tomorrow? Let's talk to God about that. Father, it's too easy for us to focus on the here and now and forget about the hereafter. It's too easy for us to aim at pleasure and possessions and leave you out of the picture. I pray that you will get our attention. Don't let us continue without repentance and change. Help us make each day on this earth count for you. Remind us that what we do today will need an explanation tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.